All right. Here come bad news, talking this and that. This hour at Rosie on the House, we're bringing you Happy Home Organizer, founder and owner, declutter coach, organizational professional, Miss Rachel Winter. Rachel, thanks again for joining us.
I love that song, Happy. Every time I hear the word happy, I think of my business. Happy.
Miss Jennifer.
Miss Rachel, I had a couple callers over the break. Tell me, what is your service area? Phoenix only?
Phoenix, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley. I live near Desert Ridge Marketplace. So Glendale, Peoria. I go as far, really, as Goodyear, more, you know, farther than Goodyear. I'll do Chandler, Mesa, Tempe. So the Phoenix metro area. But call me for anything. I have a whole wonderful team of organizers. I call upon my NAPO, my fellow organizers from NAPO, Arizona. I have amazing independent contractors that I hire and send them out representing me. So wherever you live in Arizona, call me. I'll try to help you.
That's great. Important.
Yeah, we had a lady from Prescott wondering if she could call you. Mm. So I told her if you didn't have yourself, you'd have somebody to recommend.
I will recommend any NAPO, Arizona, or you know, anyone from NAPO, Arizona, but I will help anybody find that organizer for them, sure.
NAPO, N-A-P-O?
N-A-P-O.
Also, do you find it common to help people with disabilities?
Yes, very much, very much. Wheelchair, yeah, anyone, right. Disabled, elderly, sure. That's a great question, a huge part. And, you know, every job we do is so customized to the client, what their needs are. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was telling you that Jennifer and I, for the first time in a long, long time, are just at the beginning thinking about relocating. We're on a bigger piece of property than we need. It's in an old home that's been 90% remodeled, but we're empty nesters. We don't need that size home anymore. We don't need that size lot anymore.
So you're thinking of downsizing.
Well, I think about it until I start thinking about what that really means, then I chicken out.
It means letting go of a lot of stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's called
when you're at one address for that many decades.
With that many people.
And you really start looking at the storage bins hanging from the garage ceiling, and you think, oh, yeah, I put that up.
You're
12 years. The last time Romy and I went camping, I think he was a Boy Scout. there were camping boxes put up in there. But I kind of balk. I look at it. I say, nope, we're fine. Let's just dust everything
off.
Why?
Because of the work involved, the physicality, or because of the emotion? It's just why? What's holding you back?
Probably both.
Yeah.
Probably both.
You know what? Decluttering, it's work. It is physical work. It's exhausting. You know, I work five-hour sessions, I call it, five-hour days. A typical day is 10 to 3 for me. For unpacking jobs, I work 8 hours. But it is exhausting work. It's very physical. But, you know, when I go into a job, I don't have that emotional attachment.
Right.
That's why it's good hiring an organizer. I'm not family. You know, we become friendly, but I'm not a friend. I'm not family. It's business. It's professional. You're paying for a service. If you pay for an organizer, guess what? You know, the job is going to get done.
What do you do with a couple? When I greeted Rachel, there was someone else out in the greeting area. And I had said to Rachel, yeah, the hoarder in my house is Rosie. And then this gentleman walked up and said, yeah, the hoarder at my house is my wife. So I know that you probably have to have the couple together, right?
I'm
in
the
any
buffer.
Given time. Yeah.
I am the buffer. Think about the dynamic. You know, you hire an outsider, me. You don't know me very well, right? And people are going to talk to me differently than they would talk to family. And I get that all the time. I have clients who say, you know, I've had my adult children try to help me. I've had friends, family try to help me to declutter and organize. We always end up in a fight. It gets very tense, you know, and it doesn't work. And that's true because, you know, you're going to talk to me, a paid professional, differently, more respectfully than you would a family member. However, I'm always encouraging, look, if you have friends and family who are willing to help, more hands on deck, more hands, you know, the better, certainly. But yeah, I'm not a marriage counselor. I'm not a therapist.
I think part of the problem is what I see is a treasure Rosie might see as junk, or what Rosie sees as a treasure I would see as junk. So I think there's probably key questions you ask, like the book situation. We have a library's worth of books. You know, what's a different way to look at that? Or maybe something you haven't used in a long time. What's a way to different way to look at that? Well, maybe someone else could use it and enjoy it because we're not, you know.
Well, you have to compromise. Look, bottom line, you both have to decide what look are you going for? What do you want your home to look like and feel like? You know, nobody likes garbage on their floor, right? We could all agree.
Amen.
When you go into a room, you know, a living room, a home office, dining room, your kitchen, whatever room, your master closet, your bedroom, your bathroom, I think everybody can agree no room looks good with stuff all over the floor, right? We could agree with that, right? Garbage on the floor, wrappers on the floor, right? I mean, your home doesn't have to be Pinterest perfect, you know, out of a magazine, you know, out of a Pottery Barn catalog. That's not what we're saying. But we want our home to look great and feel great, you know, and find what you need when you need it, not a month later. By the way, it's also, your home is cleaner when it's less cluttered. You know, yeah. A lot of my clients complain, I don't get it. I have a cleaning person. Why is my home always messy? Because they can't clean it. In all fairness to a cleaning professional, they can't really get in there and vacuum and dust and clean with all the clutter, with all the stuff.
It's like a kitchen sink. If right. there's a dirty dish in it, it's okay to put 50 in it. You gotta just go straight to the dishwasher. Don't
That's
let
right.
it ever stop at the kitchen sink.
That's right. So,
well, really, one of my selfish reasons for wanting to build Jennifer a new house really is completely selfish. And it's so I can build a one-room library. And I can have a room I can go into that is floor-to-ceiling, custom wood, glass-closed, library shelves. I can look at all my books. Many of my books are first-edition, out-of-print books, leather-bound pieces of art. I just love it. And then my wildlife art and my Western art, I need more places. So the new house really is more for me than it is for her.
I hope you have me help you. Please, Rosie, let me help you to unpack and organize and make that a reality. But can you imagine, I go into a lot of homes where their quote-unquote library, you know, where the study, it has books, but it has everything else. It's become the catch-all room, right? The junk room.
Right.
So it has just, you know, everything else in there. So that's always my goal. You know, what I always ask, what's the purpose of this room? If the room is the library, you know, your reading room, then what is that box doing there? Why do you have roller skates in there? And why is there a waffle iron sitting there? And why is there an extra box, you know, Keurig that's been there for 5 years? So that's always my question.
Well, the climbing rope that took me to the top of the Grand Teton, that would have to be hanging in my library.
Okay. Okay, it's your
and
home.
And the cramp ions and the ice axe.
That's great.
Got to keep that.
If you'd like to ask for a tip for yourself on how Rachel might be able to get you started thinking about decluttering, give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. If you can't dial now and you'd like a visit with Rachel, you can call Rachel at
602-469-5950.
Do you have your cell phone turned off right now?
I do.
Okay, good. Thank you. Very good.
You know, with the tiny house movement, you're forced to get rid of stuff, aren't
right.
you?
That's yeah. right.
I mean, like, you're looking at a, what, 900 square foot home? Maybe you have a bedroom deck or something like that. But all those containers that aren't used, they're being turned into homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking the metal containers, shipping containers, like you see on flat cars on railroad.
And the dirty secret about people that move into tiny homes is they move into a tiny home and then they move 6 sheds on their property.
One of my organizing isms, my Rachel isms, your stuff has to fit your space.
Yes.
Right? Your stuff has to fit your space. And if your stuff isn't fitting because you have TMS, too much stuff, well, what has to happen? The only way to create space is to purge, is to declutter. And, you know, just life is easier. You know, when people have too much stuff, it's just, you know, that famous expression, you know, the more things you own, the more they own you.
Yeah,
think
that's
of all
true.
The laundry you have to do.
Yeah,
know?
That explains my neighbor. There is a house. You have to pass it to get to mine. And it is less than 2 years old. Rachel, it looks like this house has been there 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can't physically see the home. They've got so much stuff stacked in there. They own 20 cars. 2 of them actually operate that I've ever seen on the road. The rest are up on blocks, and parts are spread everywhere. I mean, you would think this home has been there 50 years. It's not even 2 years old. And they even have a half of a house just sitting there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, a manufactured home and it comes in like a double wide. Mm-hmm. They've got a single wide that's not even got siding on it. And the insulation is just rotting away in the sun mm-hmm. sitting on the property. I'm like, but what is your problem? The more stuff you own, the more it owns you. They're owned by this stuff.
They haven't learned the skills. And things have come in and the things haven't left. And that we're going to talk about my three golden rules for staying organized.
But before we do, I want to talk about the parallel you draw between tidying up is really just a healthy lifestyle choice and how it compares to losing weight. Anybody can lose the 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The real test is can you keep it off?
That's right. That's right.
So anybody can tidy up, but then it's the discipline of learning how to maintain it.
And the one thing I can't teach my clients is how do I get somebody like your neighbors, Romy, to want it, to want a clean, organized home. Again, I'm not saying perfect. We don't live in museums. That's not what I'm saying. I don't suggest you live in a catalog, you know, but how do I get people to... You have to make an effort. That's all, you know. And if I want to lose my stomach fat, you know what? I really can't go to Dunkin' Donuts and get, you know, my jelly donut that I really, really want. I can't whine about it. I can't complain about it.
Well, Rachel, let me introduce you to Stephanie from Phoenix. She has a question, and I think if we could give her a starting point, we would be tipping off a lot of listeners. Miss Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning,
Stephanie. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. So my question is. Okay, I have a small closet, and I have stuff in there. I have hats. I have stuff that, like, I cherish that I don't want to put in the garage because I'm afraid it's going to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, nail polishes and just stuff. It's just so cluttered, and I don't know. And there is stuff, like, I do want to donate. So would I start, like, with a box? You know, maybe, okay, donate, eat.
You got it. Trash.
You know,
yep. Donate.
Yeah, trash.
Think the three, you need three categories.
Okay.
Okay. Donate, okay. Trash, and keep.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to constantly ask yourself, Stephanie, do you wear it? If you haven't worn something in over a year, and I'm not talking about dresses, you know, formal wear, but if you haven't worn something in over a year, then you don't need it. So feel good about donating.
And one closet is a good place to start.
Start small.
You have to tackle the entire estate in a weekend, right?
You can tackle it. How about your kitchen junk drawer? Start small. One little victory. Yeah. But just so Stephanie, focus on the closet and start with first step you do, Stephanie, purge, 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 purge. Just extraction. Start just pluck out those items that have no business living in your master closet. Why are nail polishes? Just for nail polishes. Should nail polishes live in your master closet? Maybe. I haven't been there. I don't know. But to me, intuitively, nail polish to me is a bathroom item. So,
tips on organizing from Rachel Winter of Happy Home Organizers. We'll be right back after this.